continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Although most live shows have been put on hold by the pandemic, Milwaukee bands are continuing to release new songs, and Matt Wild has listened to most of them. Wild is one of the co-founders of Milwaukee Record, which describes itself as an online source for music, culture, and gentle sarcasm. Among the many cultural things Milwaukee Record keeps track of is a nearly exhaustive list of new music from local musicians. Wild is the curator of that list, and he joins me every month to share with us a sample of what he's been listening to for our Milwaukee Music Roundup. Matt Wild, thank you so much for joining us once again here on Lake Effect.
Thank you for having me back. Great to be here.
So again, another list of songs. Some of us are still in quarantine, some of us not so much, but none of these songs really have to do with the pandemic or the quarantine or the woes of the world.
I think, yes, we've maybe thankfully moved beyond the very specific songs about the quarantine, but these are all new songs that were created, you know, during the quarantine, and at least one is kind of part of a ongoing quarantine project, so there's still a little bit in there, so it's not over yet.
Well, that's for sure. So this first song, I don't actually know this artist, and I think they have such an interesting name.
The first artist we're going to be talking about is Lord Freddy. Freddy, yes, with two threes at the end of Freddy. For my money, I think Lord Freddy is one of the most interesting and fascinating and adventurous and unpredictable Milwaukee artists of the last few years. He's been putting out incredible albums at least for 4 or 5 years now. He had an album in 2016 called Dead Man's View. It was one of the very best Milwaukee albums of that year. In 2018, he put out another record called North, The Legend of Hot Boy Ronald. And that was an incredible, incredible album. Got a lot of national press as well. And ever since then, he's been just putting out a couple songs here and there, a couple tracks here and there. And the thing about Lord Freddy is you never know what you're going to get with him. You never know what you're going to get from album to album. You never know what you're going to get from song to song. And sometimes even within a single song, you don't know what's going to happen from minute to minute. He's just all over the map creatively, and I think he's an endlessly fascinating artist. You know, it's so incredible watching an artist kind of reinvent himself every 5 minutes, it seems. And so kind of keeping with that spirit of reinvention and adventure, he has a new track out. It is called Jumper. And it is unlike anything he's ever really done before. It starts out as kind of this kind of slow spiritual song with a lot of voices in the background. And suddenly it explodes into this kind of crazy, almost kind of 90s techno kind of sound that reminds me of like an old Prodigy song or something. It's just crazy, and it's just this burst of energy and this burst of creativity, and he calls it righteous riot music, which I really like that term, and I really like this track as well. So it's very on point for Lord Freddy to be doing something this out of left field suddenly, and this song in particular I think is a perfect song for him, and it's a perfect song for the times we're living in and everything going on. So it's righteous riot music. It is Lord Freddy with Jumper.
Yeah.
was Jumper by Lord Freddy. So kind of in keeping with the title of that song, jumping to the next track, Brief Candles Dimmer. This is a very different vibe than the first song.
Yes, this installment, we will be shifting gears very, very quickly and going from one thing to the other. There's no real theme holding a lot of these songs together, but other than the fact that they're great Milwaukee tracks. So yes, this is Brief Candles with a song called Dimmer. Now, Brief Candles, they are one of those groups that, at least for myself, and I think for a lot of people, unfortunately, it's a group I can kind of take for granted sometimes. They've been around at this point for almost 20 years or something like that. They are originally from Peoria, Illinois. They moved here in the early aughts, and they've just been kind of this stalwart band that has been playing in Milwaukee for close to two decades now. It's fronted by a husband and wife team, Jennifer and Kevin Dixon, and they do what they do, and they do it really, really well. And that is basically this very dreamy, very shoegazy sound, reminiscent of, you know, the big bands of that kind of genre, groups like the Jesus and Mary Chain or Sonic Youth. They're just one of those bands, like I said, they're so easy to take for granted, and they shouldn't be taken for granted because they're so, so good at what they do. And they put out dozens of albums and EPs and singles over the years. And their latest is called Dimmer. It's been just released. It's from an upcoming album. Both Kevin and Jennifer kind of trade off on vocals. So really looking forward to this album whenever it's released. The track we'll be listening to is called Dimmer.
That was Dimmer by Brief Candles. So again, we're switching to a very different genre now. What I found interesting is I was listening to this song and it automatically played something next. And the song that it played next was a Drake tune. And I went, oh, interesting. It's a song that I think speaks to, in some ways, kind of popular music.
Absolutely, yeah. The algorithms are working apparently here. The artist we'll be listening to next is, his name is Genesis Renji, and this is the artist I was kind of alluding to earlier, kind of making music during the pandemic. Ever since the pandemic began, Genesis Renji has been releasing, I believe, pretty much one song every week, usually on Mondays at the start of the week, and has so far released more than, I don't know, two dozen songs or something like this. And they're all really, really great. I really, really enjoy Genesis Renji. There's so many Milwaukee musicians and artists that you could classify as hardworking. You know, they're always putting stuff out. And I don't think any list would be complete if it didn't include Genesis Renji. So he's been putting out new tracks every week since the pandemic began. He's a young guy, still in his 20s, and I just really like his work ethic. I really like his vibe as well. The song we're going to be listening to is called On Your Mark. And it's very much kind of in the vein of all of these songs that he's been putting out during the pandemic. Pretty chilled out, pretty dreamy, and just it's great to see someone like this just continually putting stuff out. He's doing a terrific job, and it's, again, someone to really keep your eye on during this pandemic, and hopefully whenever we get out of it, someone to keep your eye on once we do emerge on the other side. So yes, Genesis Renji with On Your Mark.
Runners on your mark, I be running with a lot. I be running through the dark, so much shit you don't see. see. Know that it's a lot that I carry to the top, and I know I never fly, so I put it on me. Running's on your mark, I've been running with a lot, I've been running through the dark, so much shit you don't see. Know that it's a lot that I carry to the top, and I know I never fly, so I put it on me. Feel the pressure coming, but I never ran from nothing. If you fall for it all, then you stand for nothing. Put my heart in it all, and the end is coming. If the walls ever fall, then I'm built for nothing. Split personalities, bad personalities. I write sins and not tragedies. Every mistake's a casualty, and every reward is a masterpiece.
Know from the jump if you really the one. That's why they either stay or they run. They don't stay till it's done, they just stay while it's fun. Problem is they don't wanna be wrong.
I need a new day. The sun is behind me, the roof getting rocky. I can go two ways. Are you right beside me?
That was On Your Mark from Genesis Renji. So, to cap off the four songs that we'll be listening to for this month, this next song, very local, all of the lyrics for the song. And the artist is also a local guy, Pete Freeman.
Pete Freeman, he kind of came to my attention a couple of years ago now. He has kind of this funny story. There was this, I believe it was a Vogue article that came out, and it was one of these articles that's always about, oh, Milwaukee, it's the up-and-coming city. It's not just beers and brats and cheese. They have an art museum, too. Check them out. And like Milwaukee does, anytime a national publication acknowledges our existence, we got all excited about this Vogue article, and everyone's sharing, and everyone got all excited. And Pete Freeman, who was unknown to me at the time, he kind of came out of nowhere and he wrote this song, which was basically telling people, hey, if you read that Vogue article, don't come here. It's actually a terrible place to live. It's cold. It's miserable. Move to Chicago instead. Just leave us alone. Don't come here. And it was this very funny, very, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek song, like, please leave us alone. We got our own good thing going here. And he's kind of followed that up with a lot of similar, very local flavored songs. He wrote a song for Milwaukee Brewers superfan Front Row Amy, which was a big hit, and I believe she herself heard the song and enjoyed it as well. And since then, he's put out, I think one of his albums was called Wisconsin Stories, which kind of gives you an indication of what he's writing about. And it's very pared down, very kind of acoustic folk music, and just kind of shot through with this really funny sense of humor, this little bittersweet sense of humor as well. And, you know, it's his tongue is always kind of in his cheek a little bit, but I think he's a terrific musician and a terrific lyricist. He has a new album that just came out. It's called Meat and Potatoes. And the song we're going to be listening to is a highlight, one of my favorites from that record. It's called Milwaukee River. And in keeping with this kind of tongue-in-cheek, self-deprecating tone, it's about how the Milwaukee River is super dirty and gross, and he's fishing in it, and he's catching, like, old car parts. And then at the end, a pedal tavern goes by, falls into the river, and is eaten by a river monster. So really covers all the bases for what you want in a song about Milwaukee River. And Pete is such a funny, terrific guy. He's got a big heart. I know recently he was doing a bunch of virtual concerts and raising all this money for local charities, and I think he made quite a bit. So check him out. It's Pete Freeman with this song, Milwaukee River.
Well, I'd never been much of a fisherman, but I went out one day with a few of my friends. We threw out a line, and what did we find on that old Milwaukee River? It was a 10-inch carburetor. Said maybe we could throw that on the grill later, but it was catch and release, so we gave back that beast to the old Milwaukee River. Well, back in the day they swam and slid and played. If I took a dip right now, I'd probably grow an extra leg. And it don't gotta be cold for you to get a shiver on the old Milwaukee River. Yeah, the next thing you knew, we were just cruising along, singing the words to our favorite summer song. But the sound was drowned out by a loud and mighty shout
on the old Milwaukee River. It was a 21st birthday and a bachelor party, and I do believe they had pedals under their feet. But the sound of the song and the screams drown out my warning on the old Milwaukee River. There was a big, bad, ugly river monster. I wondered if they could pedal faster, but I wasn't sure. So the party met their fate on that sunny summer day on the old Milwaukee River.
That was Milwaukee River from Pete Freeman. Now, Milwaukee Record has actually been doing quite a lot of stuff during the quarantine. What do you guys have on the docket for June?
That's a really good question. We just got finished with an 8-hour virtual summer festival that we put together because obviously there are no summer festivals or little to no summer festivals this year. So it was our first and hopefully last virtual summer festival where we featured a ton of local music, including Pete Freeman and Brief Candles. They debuted a couple of videos and performances on that live stream. So you can still find that entire 8-hour live stream on our website. As for June, I think it's so hard these days that you kind of roll with the punches. And now that we're out of this haze of putting together this big live stream, I'm looking forward to kind of just like getting back to work, kind of covering everything we can cover, whether it's pandemic related or protest related. And that's, yeah, just been kind of the way we've been operating. And I know so many other people have been operating for the last few months, just kind of rolling with the punches and doing the best we can. So that's what we'll be doing. Like I said, I'm looking forward to kind of getting back to work and covering everything that's going on, music and non-music related, in Milwaukee.
All righty. Well, Matt Wild, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work as always.
Thanks for having me.
Matt Wild is the co-founder of Milwaukee Record. Every month, he publishes his Milwaukee Music Roundup and joins us to talk about a few of those songs. You can find our previous conversations with Wild at wuwm.com.